So David HaMelech starts off his beautiful perek saying, Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. I will elevate you, I'll raise you, Hashem ki dilisani. What does the word dilisani mean? It's an unusual word. Rashi says, Higbatani, you've lifted me up. In fact, this Ela, it's echoed by the Mitzvot David, who says, Dilisani Ramamtani, you've lifted me up. In that which Shlomo, my son from Batsheva, has built the Beis HaMikdash. Because then everyone will know that Hashem, you've forgiven me for the episode and the incident with Batsheva. As Farno says, you lifted me up over all the nations of the world. All the enemies who sought to overcome me, I'm above them all. They hope to destroy me, but I'm still here. But this word, dilisani, is an unusual one. And refers to something incredible. He says this is actually the only place in all of Tanakh where the root Dalet Lamed He is employed in this manner. The word Dala is to draw up, which is why a Dili is a bucket or a pail. Interestingly, Rav Hirsch has an amazing way of associating words and letters, and said the word Dala is related phonetically to the word Tala. Tala, Talui, is something which is suspended. When something is suspended, it means you've lifted up an object from the depths towards yourself and you keep the object hanging, suspended over that depth. That which was drawn up from below has its support somewhere above, and were it not from the support from the above, which keeps it suspended, it would sink back into the depths below. And this is so incredible. As a result of understanding what the word Dala means, which is like drawing a bucket up from the well and holding it from the top, this is exactly what David HaMelech is. Dilisani. There's nothing more accurate than this. It's phenomenal. David is unique. David is really representative, though, of any person who relies completely and exclusively upon Hashem's guidance and direction. Everybody else leans on some prop on the earth below. But anyone who follows in the footsteps of David HaMelech seeks support only from above. Dili Sani, I'm suspended like a bucket, held from the top from Hashem. There's nothing on earth that upholds or supports us. If we're left to ourselves without the aid of Hashem, boom, we'd fall back down into the bottom of the pit, into the bottom of the well, would have sunk back into the depths long ago. This is so true with all of the experiences that David HaMelech had during his lifetime. He goes through this so that this truth should be brought home to all of his people. And this is what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. David HaMelech dedicates the Beis HaMikdash with this idea of Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. Whoever enters into this house, whoever deems themselves a belonging to what the Beis HaMikdash is, whoever allows the offerings of the consecration of their own life to be given there. If you get in touch with what Korbanos really mean, with what the closeness to Hashem really is in the Beis HaMikdash, you renounce all support from earthly sources. By devoting himself to Hashem's Torah, a person grasps that tether with Hashem's strong hand. And that's what lifts us up to him, over and above anything in this world. That's what gives us strength. That's what provides us with support on high throughout our lives. Ki dilisani, David HaMelech, saying it about himself. But he's teaching each and every one of us that that's how we're meant to be as well. Feeling that idea of being suspended in midair, held only by Hashem himself.